This is Sean O'Rourke with the news at 1:30. First, the details read now by Derek Davis.
Department of Posts and Telegraphs officials have seized Radio Nova equipment in Dublin. A spokesman said there had been complaints that the station's broadcasts were interfering with telecommunications services. And the weather forecast continuing cool with a few brighter sunny spells and scattered showers. Radio Nova, the Dublin-based pirate radio station, was closed down this morning after officials from the Department of Posts and Telegraphs seized transmitting equipment. Here's Mary Fanning.
At around 9:30 this morning, officials from the Department of the P&T called to the Nova studios in 19 Herbert Street. An official asked the managing director for the keys to the transmitters at Nova Park in Rathfarnham. A warrant had been issued for the seizure of equipment there. A spokesman for Nova claims the keys were handed over, but Nova employees at the transmitter base pulled the plug just after 10:30. The illegal station went off the air at 20 minutes to 11. The Department for Posts and Telegraphs said in a statement the action followed a series of complaints from the air and sea rescue services, ambulances, the army and other essential services that Nova transmissions were causing interference. And the action was promised by the Minister for Posts and Telegraphs in the Doyle on April 26th during question time. This morning, about 15 officials from the department went to Nova Park and loaded the equipment into vans. Nova claimed this equipment is worth in the region of £1 million. There were no attempts made to halt the seizure. A spokesman for Nova, Mr. Chris Carey, who is said to have also been involved in the launching of Sunshine Radio, another illegal station, said nearly 60 full-time employees would lose their jobs because of the action. He claimed there was no formal notification given of the seizure. Mary Fanning, RTE News, Rathfarnham.